Mesechta Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph, two lines on the top of Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. And in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Amid Aleph, the Mishnah stated, Ganav V'mocha B'Shabbos, Ganav V'mocha L'Avay Dezar, Ganav V'tavach B'yom Kippurim, in all the cases, Yechayev Tashlim Abba V'chamisha. And the Gemara understands why if Reuven stole an animal and then he sold it on Shabbos, or if he stole a Shar Yoseh and then he sold it for Abay Dezar, why is going to be Chayev Dal V'hei? Because there's no din of Kamad Rabnei. However, our Gemara now is that how could it be in the third case of the Mishnah where Reuven stole a Shar Yoseh and then he shech on Yom Kippur, he will be chayit to pay dal vehi. And the Gemara is Amri Amai Nehi Diktal Leka. Why would it be chayit to pay dal vehi? As although it's true that if you shecht an animal on Yom Kippur, there is no chiyah b'dei adam, and you only chayit cars. But Malkus Mi'ika Lemaisa, he was over and alive, and therefore he is chayit Malkus. And when someone does a malacha on Yom Kippur, he is over alive. That is found in Pashas Emor in Vayikra Perachav Gimel Pasachav Ches that states V'chol Malacha Leisasu Be'etzayim Azeh V'kayim Alon De'ino Leikum Mishalim. And we know that a person doesn't receive malchus and also pay, and therefore how could it be that he's chayav to pay dal v'hei? And we learned this din from a pasuk in Devarim, Perachav Hei, pasuk beis, that states ve'pilu ha'shevet ve'kol lefanav k'dei rishasai. And we learn shemusha achas atam chayvay ve'atam chayvay mashum shtei rishayis. And in Mesechtas Ksubis on daf lamed beis and beis, there's machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Ula, and Ula holds that you mishalim ve'ina leika, and Rabbi Yechon holds that you like ve'im mishalmin, and our sugya is going lefi shitas Rabbi Yechon that you be liking. And the Gemara answers, Amri Hamani Ramehi, that in the Chanami our mission is going like the Shita Rameya, and the Amal Leku Mishalim and Rameya hold that a person will get Malkus and pay as well. And Rashi states, Rameya he, but Mesechtas Malkus, as we learned from Mesechtas Malkus on Daf Dalet, Me'id and Anu, but our plain is Shechai Lechaveh, Mesai Mezuz, Venim Su Zayman, Leku Mishalim, that in that case there is a Chiv of Malkus for being an Eid Zayman, and you still have to pay. And the reason is, Shalei Hashem, Mevil Dei Malkus, Mevil Dei Tashlumen, Rameya hold that there are two separate Yisurim, there's the Issa Lysan of and there's also an Issa Vasisim Lakasha Zomam, and therefore, since they're coming from two different psukim, it could be Loikin Mishalman. And similarly, when a Ganav shechts an animal on Yom Kippur, so since the Chi of Malkus and the Chi of Tashlumin are coming from two separate psukim, and the Chi of Malkus is because he was over alive as he shechted an animal on Yom Kippur, the Chi of Tashlumin is because he was a Ganav and he was Tavachu Macha, and therefore he's Chayav Dal Behei. And since the Makar for the Tashlumin and the Malkus are from two separate Chiyuvim, therefore, according to Rameya, you'd be Loikin Mishalman, and therefore, for an Amish as well, even though Reuven stole this animal and shechted him kippur, and therefore he's chayav malchus, he will still be chayav to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara is irameya afilu tavach b'shabbos. If it's going according to shita rameya, the lachay rameya also doesn't hold the din of kamli ramnei. And even if Reuven would shecht an animal on Shabbos, he should still be chayav to pay dal v'hei. V'chitei malik mishalim islay. Then maybe we would say that although rameya holds that you will get malchus and you will pay, but mesu mishalim leslay, but it does hold of the din of kamli ramnei, and therefore if the Ganav shechts the Shor Oseh on Shabbos and is chay misa b'dei Adam, then he will not be chay to pay dal v'hei. But the Gemara is, v'loi, is that true? V'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, Ganav v'tavach l'avay d'zara. If Reuven stole an animal and then he shechted the Shor Oseh on Shabbos, or he stole an animal and then he shechted the Shor Oseh for avay d'zara, or Ganav Shor Niskal, or he stole the Shor Niskal, which is also b'ano, or t'fachay, and then he shechts it, Mishalam abav v'chamisha, divra meya, divra meya holy, you would pay abav v'chamisha, and v'chacham patron. And the Chum patted him from paying the Abba v'chamisha. Clearly we see from this Braisa that just like Rameya holds that there's a din of like Mishalim, there's also a din that you could be Mesa Mishalim, and therefore how can you say that our Mishnah is going according to Shita Rameya as if it's going like Rameya? Why did our Mishnah state Ganav u'macha b'Shabbos and Ganav u'macha l'avei d'zara yichayev to pay dal v'hei, which is mashma that if it was Ganav u'tavach b'Shabbos and Ganav u'tavach l'avei d'zara, you'd be patted to pay dal v'hei as the din of Kamad Rabnei would apply, and as we will actually see in the Mishnah daf ayin dal v'hei. But l'chayra, according to Rameya, even where you were gone on the tavach b'Shabbos or gone on the tavach l'avei d'zara, you should still be chayav to pay abba v'chamisha. And therefore, how can you say our mishnah is going l'fi shita Rameya? And the Gemara answers that really our mishnah is going l'fi shita Rameya, and Rameya holds of the din of kavod Ramnei, and that is why if you were gone on the tavach b'Shabbos or gone on the tavach l'avei d'zara, our mishnah holds that you would be potter from dal v'hei. And we asked on this that the Braisa statement first, that Rameya holds in the case of gone on the tavach b'Shabbos and gone on the tavach l'avei d'zara, that you would be chayav to pay above a chamisha, and l'chayr there should be a din of Kamad Ramnei. And the Gemara answers Amri that we respond Bami no dahi, that you can't ask me a question from this braisa da itma law, because we learned about this braisa that Amr Rabbi Yaakov Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yaakov said over the name Rabbi Yechon of Amr, and some say Amr Rabbi Yemi Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish, that was Rabbi Yemi that says over the name Rabbi Shimon Lakish, the Rabbi Oven Rabbi Law the Chol Chavur Rasa Mishmeid Rabbi Yechon Amri, the Rabbi Oven and Rabbi Law, and the entire Chavur said over the name Rabbi Yechon, but Tavich Ali Deachad, the braisa specifically talk about a case where the Ganav was not the one that shechted this animal on Shabbos. The Ganav actually told the Shliach to go and shech this animal for him, and it was on Shabbos, and therefore, although the Shliach is going to be Chayim Misa for doing a Shechita on Shabbos, however, the Din of Kamal Rabbani doesn't apply, since the Ganav is not Chayim Misa, and therefore, since the Ganav Lemaisa told this person to act as a Shliach and to shech this animal, therefore, the Ganav is going to be Chayim to pay Dal Vehei, but in a Chinami, in a normal case, where the Ganav himself goes and shechs this animal, either on Shabbos or for Avodah Zarah, then since the Ganav is Chayim Misa, he will not be Chayim to pay Dal Vehei, and that is the case of our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that the Brice is talking about a case where the Ganav made a Shliach in order to shech for him, and therefore the Ganav will be Chayim to pay Dal Vehei, because the concept of Kamlid Ramani doesn't apply. The Gemara asks, how could it be that the Shliach goes and shechs the animal and does Daveira, and then the Ganav will be Chayim Dal Vehei? But we know that there's a din of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And the Gemara answers, Om Rava, the Rav responds, Shani Hacha Da Amakra O Tvacha Yom Achari, that over here, B'negei Din of Tvicha Mechira, it's different, as the Pasuk states that he will shecht it or he will sell it. And therefore, there's a hekesh between Tvicha and Mechira, and Ma Mechira Al Yidei Acha, and just like when performing a Maisa Mechira, you need a third party and you need a Lekeach, and even though you're not doing the full Maisa of Mechira and it's being done through another party, you're still going to be Chayav Dal Vehei, and therefore, Av Tvicha Al Yidei Acha, even when someone shechts through a third party, then he will be chayev because the animal ultimately was shechted, and even though it was done through a shliach, and in shliach l'dvar avera, still the ganav will be chayev for such a tvicha, and he's chayev dal v'hei. The Gemara continues and brings two other makaris that even though the tvicha was done through a shliach, that the ganav will still be chayev to pay dal v'hei, as the Beir Abishmol Tana, in the yeshiva Abishmol, they brought a braisa that the pasuk says, utvachay oy mechare, and oy l'rabis as shliach, and the word oy comes to be mabar, and even if the tficha was done through a third party, that the Ganav is still going to be chayav to pay Dal Vehei. And the Bechiskiya Tana and the Yeshiva Chiskiya, they brought a brisa that Tachas Rabbis HaShliach, that since the Pasuk says, Chamisha Baki Yishalam Tachas HaShav, Abot Tzoyin Tachas HaShav, and one of these words, Tachas, are extra, therefore, Mabo, that even if a Shliach goes and does the Maisa Tficha, that the Ganav is still chayav to pay Dal Vehei. And Ayin Tez Dinu Maschel Oil Rabbis HaShliach, Umadu Matzuch Oil Chalik, and the Maisa, there is a Madab that says that we need the word Oi to be Machalik and tell us that you don't have to do both Tvicha Mechira to be Chayiv, and even if you did either Tvicha or Mechira, you're going to be Chayiv. Darish mitachas, Rabbis HaShliach, he will learn from the word Tachas in order to be Ma'abah Shliach. And Lachar, it's a bit tzarech bia. Why did Tais have to say this? If Lemaisa, he could have said, like Rava, that Shani Hachad Amakra, Tvacha Mechari, and there's a hekesh between Tvicha and Mechira, Ayin Sham, Vitzarech bia. And the Gemara continues, Maskavla Mazutra. Mazutra asked the following question, Mi'i Kamidi, Di'ilu Avidiyu Loi Mechayiv, Avid Shliach Mechayiv. How could it be in this case if Ruvin would have shechted this animal on Shabbos, or shechted this animal for Avodah Zarah, then he would not be chayav to pay Dal Vehei because it's a din of Kamad Rabnei. And Lemaisa, now that the Shliach goes and does this Tvicha on Shabbos, or he shechts for Avodah Zarah, and the Shliach is chayav Misa, that still the owner is going to be chayav to pay Dal Vehei. And Lachar, how could it be that the Ganav will be chayav to pay Dal Vehei? And the Gemara answers, Omle Ravashi. Ravashi responds, Hasam Lab Meshul Loi Mechayav Hu Al Kamad Rabnei. That since, as we just stated, that if a Shliach does the Tvicha, then the Ganav is still chayav to pay Dal Vehei. Therefore, we see that really the Ganav should be chayiv to pay Dal Vehei. However, there's a side reason why he's not going to be chayiv in our case, based on the din of Kamad Rabnei. And as we already explained at the end of Daf Ayin and Beis from Rashi in Masechtas Bava Metzia, that the din of Kamad Rabnei is that a person not chayiv to pay bidei Adam. However, certainly he's still chayiv to pay bidei Shemayim, and therefore there really is no ptur based on Kamad Rabnei. Therefore, ultimately, since the Shliach was the one that was even Issa Duraisa and the Issa Shabbos or the Issa Bedizara, and he is chayiv Misa, and therefore Kamad Rabnei doesn't apply, therefore certainly the Ganav is going to be chayav to pay Dal Vehei. Gemara continues and asks that now that we explained that the case of Ganav L'Tavach B'Shabbos and Ganav L'Tavach L'Avodah Zarah that Rav Meir said is Mishal Mabav Chamisha is based on the fact that the Tvicha was not done by the Ganav himself and was done through someone else. So L'Chariah, as the Gemara asks, now that we explained that we're talking about that the Shechita was done through a third party and therefore Kamad Rabnei doesn't apply, so my time with Rabbanan the Patri, then why would Rabbanan say they potter if L'Chariah Kamad Rabnei doesn't apply? And I in Taisis Dino Maskel El Man Amid Rabbanon Amai Patri Rabbanon, with Taisis Es having much Lameima, the Lachar the Gemara could have answered the Lay Darshi Oy Vitachas, the Dating Dash in the word Oy or Tachas, Lurabis Shishliach, as we explained according to Rameo. And Taisis says, El Dinichle Lameima, the Pligib Shliach, that the Gemara didn't want to say that Rabbanon being Chaluk on Rameo as to the Din of Shlichas, Benegea Dal Vehei, and we didn't want to say that Rabbanon Rameo being Chaluk if there's a Din of Shliach Ludva Vera, Benegea Din of Tvicha Mechira. And I in the Shitum Kubetas, who also speaks about this idea and brings multiple terutzim. And the Gemara answers, Amri, man chacham, Rab Shimon, that in chenami, the chacham of this brisa is only going with the shita of Rab Shimon, the oma shchita shein ruya loishma shchita, and we saw the shita of Rab Shimon in the Mishnah daf ayin amar aleph, that Rab Shimon paita b'shnei elu, in the case of the Mishnah where it was sheikh of nimsa shreifa or sheikh of chulam ba'azara, where the Tanakhama stated, Yemishalam tashlum abo chamisha, Rab Shimon said yipata because it was a shchita shein ruya, and he holds the shchita shein ruya loishma shchita, and therefore it's not considered as if there was a tficha. That's why, although in chenami, the chacham would agree to the shita rameya, that since common rabbinate doesn't apply, since the shchita was done on a day of third party, and certainly the galan is chayav to pay tashlum abo chamisha. However, the Braisa teaches us that since even though the third party did the shchita, no one's going to be able to eat this animal, and therefore it's a shchita shein ruya, and lefi Rab Shimon, you're not going to be chayav to pay abo chamisha. And the Gemara asks, Amri, bishleim avedizara v'shar niskol shchita shein ruya. We understand why, if someone shechs for avedizara, then certainly this item and this behemoth is asbana, and certainly a shar niskol is always asbana, and therefore it's shchita shein ruya. Therefore, lefi Rab Shimon, the ganav will not be chayav to pay dal v'hei. And Ayin Rashi, that although in this case we're talking about a shliach that is shechting someone else's animal, and l'chayr, how can you say that he'll be able to ask this animal, and even though he's shechting in Favay Dezara, how could it become Asa? Zok Rashi, because even though in Masech Tzavay Dezara we say that if someone would be Mishtachav lo behemis chavera le Asra, that he can't ask it, however Asa b'maisa Asra, once you do a maisa to the animal for Favay Dezara, then you ask it, even though the shliach doesn't own this animal, and the ganav doesn't own this animal either, and it really belongs to the nidnav, al Shabbos shchita rihi. But l'chayr, if someone shechts an animal on Shabbos, even though it's Asa to do so, and the one that shechts it will be chayav misa, however, the animal does not become asa b'achila, and if so, the shchita was a valid shchita, and even Rab Shimon should agree that the ganav should pay dal v'hei. How do we know that a shchita that was done on Shabbos is considered a shchita ruyi, and you could still eat this animal? The Tanna, as we learned in Mishnah Maseches Ksubos, hashechet b'Shabbos v'yom kippurim, if someone shechs an animal on Shabbos v'yom kippur, afal pi shemischay b'nafshay shchitas k'shira, even though he's mischay b'nafshay and it's chayav misa, the shchita is still a valid shchita. And if so, how can you say that this brisa is going to feed the shchita Rab Shimon, as lemaisa it's not a shchita shein ruya? And the Gemara responds, Amri savla karbechon hasamla, that this brisa also holds like karbechon hasamla. The Tanan and some agurias the Tanya, as we have a brisa in Masechta Shabbos, and the brisa brings a three-way machlekes, and the brisa states, Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shogeg yechol b'mezid layechol divra meya, that if someone cooks on Shabbos b'shogeg, then you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Rashi explains, Afilu hu atma v'afilu b'yayim, that even the person that did this is on Shabbos is allowed to eat it on Shabbos, since he did this Maisa Shabbos only b'shogeg, and therefore we didn't knas him. However, if he did this Maisa Shabbos b'mezid, then he's not allowed to eat the animal, and Rashi says, b'mezid lo yoichal b'yayim, only on Shabbos, v'huadin l'achirim, and others also can't eat it on Shabbos, even though the mashmois v'ramei is that it's referring only to the person himself. However, Rashi says, v'ayidu tanu reisha b'yidei, tanu nami sefer b'yidei, but ultimately, according to Rabbeya, even if someone shechs an animal on Shabbos b'mezid, they're allowed to eat that animal matzai Shabbos, and certainly a shchita on Shabbos is a shchita haruyehi, at least l'matzai Shabbos. Rabbi Huda states, b'shoge yoichu matzai Shabbos, b'mezid l'yoichu l'ilamis. According to Rabbi Huda, even though a person shechs an animal b'shoge, not only can't he eat it on Shabbos, but also others can't eat it on Shabbos itself, but on matzai Shabbos, then both he and others can't eat on matzai Shabbos. However, Rabbi Huda holds that if Reuven shechs an animal on Shabbos and he does so b'mezid, then Reuven can never eat this animal, and as Rashi says, hu olamis, that he himself can never eat this animal, aval achirim oichlim, but others can eat it, but to Shabbos. And therefore, even for Rabbi Huda, when someone does a shchita on Shabbos, even b'mezid, it's considered a shchita that's ruihi, because at least others can eat it on matzah Shabbos. However, finally, Rabbi Yechon Sandler imeh, b'shogeg yo'ochel matzah Shabbos l'achirim v'loiloi, if Reuven shechs an animal on Shabbos b'shogeg, even though it was only b'shogeg, it'll be also for him to eat this animal forever. However, he could go and give it to others on matzah Shabbos. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Yechon Sandler, it's considered shchita ruya as long as it's going to be a shchita that was done b'shogeg. However, b'mezid lo yo'ochel loilamis loiloi v'loi l'achirim. However, Rabbi Yechon Sandler holds that if Reuven shechs an animal on Shabbos and he does so b'mezid, then not only will he not be able to eat it forever, but others also will never be able to eat this animal, as a ma'aseh Shabbos was performed to this animal and therefore becomes asar ilamis. When the Braisa stated that if Reuven stole an animal and a third party shechs this animal b'mezid on Shabbos, then although the din of kamal rabbanei doesn't apply, but even so, the Rabbanan argue on Rameya, and they hold that the ganav would still not be chayav to pay dal v'hei, because it's going according to Rav Shita Rav Shimon that shchita she'en ruya lo yishma shchita, and we're going according to Shita Rabbi Yechon Sandler that if someone shechs an animal on Shabbos b'mezid, then no one could eat this animal, and therefore is a shchita shein ruya. The Gemara continues, my time Rabbi Yechon Sambla, and what is the pshat and the makor for Rabbi Yechon Sambla shita that if someone shechts an animal on Shabbos b'mezid, then it's going to be also for everyone la'olam. Kedosh Rabbi Chia pisul ben nasiya, just like Rabbi Chia dashin at the doorway of the house of the nasi, that the pasuk says u'shmatam es Shabbos kikodesh ilochem. We see that the Torah considers a ma'isa Shabbos as hegdish and makodesh also b'achila, and just like hegdish is also b'achila, af ma'isa Shabbos asur b'achila, and therefore any ma'isa Shabbos will also be also b'achila. And the Gemara is in makodesh also b'ana. So l'chayr we should say that just like hegdish is also b'ana, af ma'isa Shabbos also b'ana. So that maybe ma'isa Shabbos should be also b'ana, and you shouldn't even be able to have ana from this nevela either. Tamar lema lachem shalachem yehi. So the pasuk says u'shmatam es Shabbos kikodesh ilochem, and therefore we learn that even though you did a ma'isa Shabbos, but the animal is still yours, and you could still have ana. And the Gemara is yachal afilu b'shagig. So we would think that this din applies even if you did this ma'isa Shabbos b'shagig, that the animal should be asar ilamis. And the ma'isa Rabbi Yechon Sambla says that although we are geizer that you can't eat this animal forever, however others can eat from this animal on matzah Shabbos. And the Torah doesn't seem to make a chiluk between a case of mezid and a case of shagig. And the Gemara says tamalim mechala ma'isumas. Since in the pasuk of shmatan Shabbos, the pasuk continues ki kodesh alachem mechala ma'isumas ki kala isba malachem v'nichusah nefesh ahi mikarav ameha. Therefore, this pasuk is dafka talking about a case of mezid and not by a case of shagig. And b'mezid amadachcha. And therefore, we only taught you this din b'mezid that kodeshu that is considered hegdish and hechad shayich the misal as Rashi says v'loy b'shagig and not by a case of shagig. In a case where someone shechs an animal on Shabbos b'shagig, then the animal will not be considered like hegdish, and really the animal is mutar b'achila right away. However, the rabbanon will goyza that the person himself will be asur to eat this animal forever, and even others will not be able to eat from this animal on Shabbos, and they'll only be able to eat from this animal on matzah Shabbos. The Gemara continues that we just mentioned the shita Rabbi Yechon Sambla, that if someone does ma'isa Shabbos b'mezid, then it's going to be asur. And pligi bar Rabbi Achon Ravina, and there's a machlekes between Rabbi Achon and Ravina as to the shita of Rabbi Yechon Sambla, if this is a din deraisa or a din rabbanon, chad amar ma'isa Shabbos deraisa. One says, as we just mentioned from the pasuk, that it's actually a limud, and therefore ma'isa Shabbos is also in deraisa. The chad amar ma'isa Shabbos derabbanon, and one holds that ma'isa Shabbos is only also derabbanon. The Gemara explains, manda amar deraisa k'damaren, according to manda amar that says that ma'isa Shabbos is also in deraisa. That is based on the makar that we brought of shmat ma'isa Shabbos ki kodesh alechem, ma kodesh also b'achila, af ma'isa Shabbos asur b'achila. However, manda amar derabbanon, and the manda amar that says that Rabbi Yechon Sambla's din is only a din rabbanon, amar kra, he says that this is based on the pasuk that says kodesh he, that it is kodesh, he kodesh, that Shabbos is kodesh, ve'imaser kodesh, but the things that you do on Shabbos and the actions that you take on Shabbos would not have a din of kedusha and would not become like hegdish. Therefore, midraisa a ma'isa Shabbos is not really also. Lefizeh, the din of Rabbi Yechon Sambla is only a din rabbanon, and based on this machlekes, the Gemara now is that bishlein l'mandam midraisa makes sense according to mandam that says that the din of Rabbi Yechon Sambla is a din draisa. So amtu l'hachi patr rabbanon. And therefore, as we already explained, it makes sense why rabbanon argue on Rameya, even though the shechita was done through another party, and therefore there is no din of coming to Ramei, and even so, the ganav is potter from Dal Hay, because ultimately it's a shechita shein ruya, and the brice is going like the shechita Rab Shimon and the shechita Rabbi Yechon Sambla, el l'man d'amad Rabbanon. But according to the man d'amad that says that Maisa Shabbos is only Rabbanon, so l'chayr amai pat Rabbanon, why would Rabbanon say that it's potter if l'maisa this shechita is ruya midraisa, and therefore the ganav should be chayr to pay Dal Hay? And the Gemara answers, ein chanami asha'ira, that when the Rabbanon argue in Rameya, it's only on the other two dinim of the brisa, and it's only in the case of shachat lavay dezara or shachat shar niskal, and it's only in those cases that Rav Shimon is chaylik on Rameya, and he holds that since it's shechita she'ini ruya, since you shechted this lavay dezara, or it was a shar niskal, and therefore it's asubana, and therefore it was a shechita she'ini ruya, and that's why the owner will not be chayy to pay dal hay. But in chanami, in the case where Reuven stole the shar seh, and then he gave it to a third party to shecht it, and he shechts it on Shabbos, in chanami, even Rav Shimon agrees that since it's a shechita ruya, at least on the deraisidic level, as even Rabbi Yechon Sambla agrees that midraisa ma'isa Shabbos is muto, and since there is no issue of kavanah b'dramnei because the ganav didn't shecht this animal on Shabbos and it was a third party that it was over on issa Shabbos, therefore the ganav will still be chayav to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara now is that it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about a case where a shliach shechted this animal or if the ganav shechted the animal. And the Gemara is from mei amay mechayav sheikh l'avei dezara, how could it be that if someone shechts an animal for avei dezara that you're going to be chayav dal v'hei? But keeping the shach b'porta asra, that once you started shechting this animal for avei dezara, immediately becomes asur b'ana, and once something is asur b'ana, it's not considered that it has any ownership, and therefore it's not considered as if this is the shar of the original owner. And as Tosis points out, that in order to be chayiv for dal v'hei, you have to do a complete shechita, as the pasuk says, Chai, and we learn out Kulu B'Yisura that the entire time that you shecht in the animal still belongs to the original owner, and therefore the ganav is also to shecht the animal. And if so, the Gemara is Idach Yisura Nahu. So when you go and shecht the rest of the animal, you're shechting Yisura Nah, V'loy Dumari Kotavach, and you're not shechting an animal that belongs to the original owner, and therefore you shouldn't be Chayiv Dal Vehei for such a Tvicha. And Ayin Rashi, Dila Maskel, Kivin Shach Baport Isra, Meshum Zivchi Mesim, the Kasak Daitach, and the Gemara right now feels the Yeshel Shchita Mitkilu Ad Zayif. Although in order to have a Kasher Shchita, you have to shecht Roiv Tu Simonim, however, once you start the Shchita, it's considered as if the Maisa Shchita already started, and if you did a Shchita Lavei Dezara, from the moment you started the Shchita, it'll become Asa Bana. However, Zak Rashi, as we mentioned, Ulin Tashlum Dal Vehei, Utfachi Kula Beinan Kedarmin Lankamon, you need a full Shchita, and therefore, you're not going to be Chai Dal Vehei until the end of the Shchita, and Kigamunla, and when you complete the Shchita, Lav de Mari Katavach, you're not shechting an animal that belongs to the original owner, Shekva Ibdu Mimenu, Koidim Shchita, Venesuela, because you already caused it to be lost from the owner prior to Shchita, because it already became Asa Bana to the original owner, Vahavali Kamai Shahushla Ar, Koidim Shchita, the Mishalam Karen, Vekefa Vesulai, and this would be compared to a case where a Gana takes an animal and throws it into a fire, and at that point he's only going to be chayyah to pay Karen and Kefal, and he won't be chayyah to pay Dal Vehei. And although Rashi brings in the machlikas that we will see on Daf Ayin Beis Amnal between Yesh Lakish and Rabbeichon, if Yesh Lashchita Mitchil Bat Zayf, or Ein Lashchita El Lebesayf, however, in the top Taisis Dibu Maskel, Kivin Shishach Baporta Asra, Taisis states, Vafil Manda Oma Ein Lashchita El Lebesayf, even according to Yesh Lakish, who holds Ein Lashchita El Lebesayf, Neseres Baporta Kama, dealing with Shchita for Avay Dezara, then the animal becomes Asabana right at the beginning of the Shchita, She Issa Tali B'Maisa V'Lei B'Shchita, as the Issa of Avay Dezara is Tali in a Maisa, and the Issa Hano is not based on a complete Shchita. And Ayin derive it on Daf Ayin Beis Amnalef, who says specifically, Ava She'in Nesa B'Shvil Shem Shchita, El M'Plei Issa Acher, Afilu B'Kol Tuhu Nami Misa, Kagoyin Sheikh Lavi Dezara, Damrin Le'el, Kiv Neshach B'Porta Asra, V'Chein Adin L'Sheikh B'Chod, She'in Nesa El B'Shvil Shem Shchita, as we will see on Daf Ayin Beis Amnalef. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava explains, Ba'oimel B'Gmaz Vicha Hi Oivda, that in the Chinami, the case where Amaya said that the Ganav will still be Chayy Dal Vehei, is in the case where the person that shechted it said that the only time I want to be Chayy for Avay Dezara is only if I do a complete Shchita and not by the beginning of the Shchita. Therefore, this animal did not become Asabana until the actual end of the Shchita, and at that point, he already did a proper Tvicha, and that is why Rameya tells us that the Ganav will be Chayy to pay Dal Vehei. And the Gemara continues and now focuses on the last in the Rameya, Ruvain stole an animal that was a Shar Niskal, and then he shechted it. The Rameya said, you're going to pay above a Chamisha. And the Gemara asked, that how could it be? You'll pay above a Chamisha, but Shar Niskal is Surah Noninu, as Lemaisa, a Shar that's Chayev Misa and Chayev Skila is considered Asabana and Lav Demari Kotavach, and therefore it's not considered like the Bailam owned this Shar any longer. And how could it be that the Ganav will be Chayev to pay Dal Vehei? And Rava, and once again, Rava comes and responds, Hach Mayaskinon, that the case of Rameya is talking about a scenario, Kagoyin Shemusul Shema, that the owner of the animal gave this animal to a Shema prior to the animal damaging and killing someone, and therefore prior to that point it was not a Shar Niskal, and the Hizuk Bebeis Shema, and then the animal went and killed someone while it was in the house of the Shema, and Vahu Bebeis Shema, and they already went to Bezin and they warned the Shema about this animal that it killed someone while it was still in the house of the Shema. And some aren't going to use these words, as Lemaisa we know that even an animal that's a Tam is Chayiv Skila if it kills someone even the first time, and therefore it's irrelevant to have any warning. There was no need for any warning. The Nigmadina Beis Shema, and then it was a Gmadin that this animal is Chayiv Misa and Chayiv Skila while it was still by the Shema. And it was only after there was already a Gmadin in the Beis Shema that the Ganav went and stole this animal and then shechted the animal. Rameya Savla Krab Yaakov Usvile Krab Shimon, and Rameya holds like Krab Yaakov, and he also holds like the Din of Krab Shimon. And the Gemara explains Savla Krab Yaakov, he holds like Krab Yaakov, the Omar, who taught us on that Memhe Man Aleph, if someone is a Shema for his friend and he's guarding his animal, and this animal becomes a Shor HaNiskal while it's in the Shema's Rishus. Yaakov taught us, Af B'Shin Gmadina, Hechziru Shema L'Bailam Mukhsa, that if at this point the Shema goes and returns the actual Shor to the original owner, even though it's true that this animal is no longer valuable and it's Asabana, but he's still considered that he made a proper Shava and he won't be Chayiv to pay the owner for the Shor. And therefore, in this case, if the Ganav went and stole this animal from the Shema, it actually caused an actual loss of money to the Shema, because until this point, the Shema could have taken an animal that was a Shor HaNiskal and returned it to the owner. Now that the Ganav stole this animal from the Shema, so the Shema no longer has an animal that he can return to the owner. Therefore, it's a Davar Garim L'Mamin, and as the Gemara says, V'Savla Krab Shimon, and Rameya holds like Krab Shimon, but he gave his din, the Amma If someone does something which in turn causes a loss of money to that person, then you have a chiyuv to pay him back. That's where Rameya says that since in this case the ganav stole the shor niskal from the shomer and it was a davar goyim l'mamon, therefore now that the ganav shechs this animal and therefore he can't return the animal, therefore certainly the ganav should be chayav to pay dal v'hei. And where do we find this din of Rav Shimon the Tan, as the Mishnah will teach us on daf ayin dal and beis? Rav Shimon states kachim shechayav b'chayusan. Reuven steals kachim from the house of Shimon, where Shimon has a chiyuv to replace this animal. Shimon made a nedar and he said arei ala eila, and therefore even if it's lost or stolen, Shimon will be chayav to bring another animal as a carbon to the base of Migdash. Rav Shimon teaches us that since it's a davar goyim l'mamon, therefore Reuven is chayav to pay dal v'hei and alma. Therefore we see that Rav Shimon holds davar goyim l'mamon is k'mamon dami. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to what we mentioned on the top of daf ayin alef and alef, that the Mishnah stated ganav v'tach b'yom kippurim, that if Reuven steals an animal and then he shechs the shor aseh on Yom Kippur, that he's going to be chayav dal v'hei. The Gemara stated our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rameya that holds like a mishalim, that even though you're going to get malchus for being over on Issa Duraisa and being over and doing malach on Yom Kippur, however, even so, you have to make a tashlum and you still have to pay dal v'hei. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Kahana, Rav Kahana stated Amisal Shmeitza Kamedra Zvid Menadah. He said over this member that our Mishnah is specifically going like Rameya that holds like the mishalim, and I said this over in front of our Zvid, and I asked for Zvid the following question, Umi Matzis Mukmas Mastisik Rameya V'lik Rav Shimon, how can you say that Mishnah is specifically going like Rameya and not like Rav Shimon? V'aktani Sefer, but the Mishnah and Zohar and states, Rav Shimon Paita B'shnei Elu, Rav Shimon patters you from paying Dal V'hei in the last two cases of the Mishnah, Mechlal the Bekula Masisa Maida, and it's Mashma that Rav Shimon is only Chaylik on the last two cases of the Mishnah, and the rest of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon would be masking that you have to pay Dal V'hei. L'chir, it's Mashma that even according to Rav Shimon, that generally we hold a Leikonim Shalman, for some reason, if a person goes and steals an animal and he shechts it on Yom Kippur, he still would have to pay Dal V'hei. And Rav Kahana continues and tells us that Omali, that Rav Zvid responded to me, Loi, that that's not the deek that we should make for the Mishnah, as Ein Chanami, Rav Shimon is going to be Chaylik in the first case of the Mishnah as well, as Rav Shimon holds that Ein Leikonim Shalman, and therefore in the case where a person goes and shechts an animal on Yom Kippur, certainly he's not going to be Chayyid to pay Dal V'hei. And even though the Sefer of the Mishnah specifically stated Rav Shimon Paita B'shnei Elu, and it's Mashmah that Rav Shimon would be Maida to the Dinim of the rest of the Mishnah, but the Gemara explains, Mechlal the Maida B'tavach HaMachal or Ful HaKlovim, that the deek that we should make is that Rav Shimon is coming to be Chaylik not in the entire last group of Dinim that we brought, which were four cases of Ganav B'tavach HaFul HaKlovim and Ashaych of Nimsa Strefa and Ashaych of Chulam Bazara, where the Mishnah stated Mishal and Tashlum Abba V'chamisha, and Rav Shimon's Paita B'shnei Elu, Rav Shimon only patas in the last two cases of Ashaych of Nimsa Strefa and Ashaych of Chulam Bazara because it's not a Shchit HaRuya. However, in the first two cases, it's still considered a Shchit HaRuya, and therefore you'd be chayav to pay dal v'hei. In a chenami, Rav Shimon would also be chalik on the case of a Mishnah of ganav v'tavach b'yom kippurim, as Rav Shimon would hold in that case that the ganav would not have to pay dal v'hei, as Rav Shimon is chalik on Rameya, and Rav Shimon holds that in lekin u'mishalmin. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah daf ayin and aleph ganav mishal aviv v'tavach u'macha. If Reuven stole a shor aseh from his father and then he shechted it or he sold it and then his father dies, then the din is he has to pay dal v'hei to his brothers, and of course he'll only have to pay the chalik that belongs to his brothers, and therefore he's not paying a full above the chamisha. And therefore the Gemara asks, "By Yuminei, Rav Mirav Nachman, Rav asked the following shayla from Rav Nachman: Ganav shor shel shtei shutrim utvachay v'hoyd lechmen, that if Reuven stole a shor that belonged to two shutrim and he shechted it, and then he was moided to one of them, and of course once he's moided to one of them, he's not going to be chayyed to pay dal v'hei to that partner since he was moided b'knas. Then Edom come and they testify that he stole this item and he shechted the item. Mao, what would be the din? And would the ganav at least be chayyed to pay half of dal v'hei to the second shutif?" As the Gemara explains the shayla, chamisha baka brachmana v'loi chamisha chatzai baka, the Torah says you have to pay five baka, and the Torah does not say you have to pay five half baka, and once you're not paying the full above chamisha, you don't pay anything. Or Dilma, what do we say? Chamisha baka brachmana v'afil chamisha chatzai baka, that as long as you're paying five times the amount that belongs to the shutif, it's still considered a kiyam of chamisha baka. And Amalei and Rav Nachman responds to Rava, chamisha baka brachmana v'loi chamisha chatzai baka, that in the chanami he's going to be potter completely from paying dal v'hei, as since he's potter to pay to one of the shutvim, therefore it's not a kiyum of chamisha baka, and he's not going to be chayyid to pay to the other shutv, even though he wasn't moided to the other shutv. The Gemara continues, Esfei, so Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, that we learned in our Mishnah, Gona Mishal Aviv v'tavach u'macha v'akach mes aviv mishalim tashlumi abav v'chamisha, that we just learned that if Reuven stole an animal from his father, then he shechted or he sold the animal, and only afterward did his father die, and now he and his brothers yashim this animal, that the Mishnah teaches us that he still has to pay tashlum abav v'chamisha to the other brothers. Rabbi asked, Kivna Mesavir, but Lachiris, since his father died, and therefore he yashin together with his brothers, so Kamayish, a Kanav Hoidel Echamandami, is as if he was moited to one of the partners, and certainly he has no chiv to pay himself Dalvehe, and Ktani Mishalam Tashlim Abba Chamisha, even so, the portion of the Abba Chamisha that is chiv to pay his brothers, he will still be responsible to pay, and Lachiris, there's no kiyam of Chamisha Baka, as he's not paying the full value of Chamisha Baka, and Lachiris, Rav Nachman just taught us that we should learn Chamisha Baka, V'loi Chamisha Chatzai Baka. Gemara answers, Amalei, so Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Hakam Eiskin, and Gain Sha'amad Ava B'din, that we're talking about a case where the father already took his son to a din Torah, and it was a Gemad din, and therefore Bezer was already Mechayev, the son, to pay above a Chamisha, and it happens to be that the father died, and now, based on Din Yerusha, he has to pay the Chelik that belongs to his brothers, but ultimately, it's still considered a Kiyam of Chamisha Baka. Rava continues and asks Rav Nachman, Amalei Ava B'din, but you're agreeing to me, if while the father was alive, he did not bring the son to a din Torah, and there was no hamad b'din, my what would be the din? Ein misham tashlim abav chamisha. Then certainly you should agree that the son would not have to pay abav chamisha, because ultimately he's not paying the full abav chamisha, since on his chelik it's as if he was made b'knas, and therefore he'd be potter. Therefore, Rav Yisrael Nachman ihachi adatani sefer. So why is it when the Gemara gives the reciprocal cases and the cases where you'll be potter from dal v'hei in the sefer, meaning the Mishnah daf ayin dal and beis? Where the Mishnah states, "Gana Mishal Aviv Lumeis," that if you stole an animal from your father and then your father died, and then you shechted the animal or you sold the animal, then in that case the gadol would not be chayav to pay above a chamisha to the brothers. It's ultimately, when he shechted this animal, it belonged at that point to the ganav himself as well, and therefore it was shalei tavech. But niflu b'didai, why did the Mishnah have to go to a new example? If l'chayav we could stay with the same example and it would be a greater chiddush, and we could say that even in a case that Reuven stole the animal and he shechted it while his father was alive, and even so he'll still be potter for paying dal v'hei. The Mishnah should have stated, b'med v'murum, when do we say that the ganav is going to be chayav to pay dal v'hei? Is only kishon b'din, when the father already took this child to a din Torah and it was a psak that he has to pay dal v'hei while the father was still alive. Avaloyam b'din, but if the father did not bring this son to Bezdin prior to dying and therefore he was not yet chayav to pay dal v'hei, then ein mishalom tashlum abav chamisha, then he will not be chayav to pay above a chamisha, because you just taught us that once his brothers take him to the din Torah, and at that point, Bezdin paskins is chayav to pay dal vei, he's actually not going to have to pay the full chamisha baka, and we have a din chamisha baka merachmana v'loi chamisha chatzai baka, and therefore the ganav will not have to pay dal vei. And by the fact that the Mishnah did not bring this case, it seems that the Mishnah holds that even in that case, the ganav would still have to pay dal vei. And the Gemara responds, Amalei, the Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Hochinami, that in Chinami, the Mishnah daf ayin dal beis could have brought this example. However, the Mishnais wanted to have symmetry between the two cases, and I did Nasav Resha, and since the case of the Resha was talking about a scenario of Gana Mishal Aviv, where Reuven stole the animal from his father, B'tavach Macha, and he did Shechita to the animal, or he sold the animal while the father was alive, and only afterwards did his father die, Nasav Sefer Nami, therefore in the Sefer we also brought a similar case, and a reciprocal case of Gana Mishal Aviv, that Reuven stole the animal from his father, Umeis Aviv, and then his father died, and only after his father died did Reuven finally do shechita or sell the animal, and therefore Reuven is not going to be chayav to pay dal v'hei. But in a chinami, even in a case where Reuven stole the animal and he shechted the animal while his father was alive, his father did not have a hamad b'din with Reuven prior to dying, Reuven would also be potter from paying dal v'hei, as we learn out chamisha baka v'loi chamisha chatzai baka. The Gemara continues, although Reb Nachman told Rava that we have a din of chamisha baka v'loi chamisha chatzai baka, however letzafra in the morning Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Rava, Chamisha Baka Abrachbana, the Torah tells us Chamisha Baka, Vafil Chamisha Chatzai Baka, Neinu Chinami, if Reuven stole an animal from two Shufim, and the Ganav was then moited to one of the Shufim, and therefore he was moited by Knas, and it will be potter to pay Dal Vahe to that Shutuf, and then we have Edom that come and say that he was Ganav Tavach, then he would have to pay Dal Vahe to the second Shutuf, and even though he's not paying a full five times of the Baka, and he's only paying the value that he owes to this one Shutuf, and not to the second Shutuf, we learn out Chamisha Baka, Vafil Chamisha Chatzai Baka. Rav Nachman continued and told Rava, V'hai Dalei Omer Lecha B'Otah, and the reason why I didn't give you the right pshat, and I didn't tell you the right halacha in the evening, we continue on Daf Ayin Bezum Nalv, Dalei Achli Bisra De Tura, as in the evening I still did not eat the basa of Ashar, and as Rashi says, Lo Yedakti Taim Mishaldova, I was not medaktik properly in this matter, and therefore I told you the wrong pshat. And Teres Chaim brings that the reason why Rav Nachman used the Lashon of Dalei Achli Bisra De Tura as a mashal that he was not medaktik in this din well enough, because the time at Torah on him shalom basa, as we find in Masechet Machzeh Irvin that the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph on Beis states Kalahigben Toyim Tam Basa, and therefore the Ein and Tyra is compared to Basa, and Ein and Tap Tesis on Daf Ayin Beis Am Aleph Diva Maskel Vlei Ochli Bissur De Tura, where he says a more practical pshat that Shari B'Tainis Haya, that Reb Nachman says he literally did not eat Basa De Tura that day because he was Shari B'Tainis, and that is why he wasn't able to think well, and that is why he told Rava wrong pshat. Gemara now continues that Rava now asks Reb Nachman Vela Maishna Risho Maishna Sefer. Now that you're telling me that a ganav is even chayav to pay for chamisha chatzay baka, why is there a chiluk in the halachas between our Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph and the Mishnah Daf Ayin Dalam Beis? As if you're telling me that even in the ratio where Reuven shechted the animal while his father was alive, and even if Reuven's father did not bring him to a din Torah, the din is that Reuven's still going to be chayav to pay above the chamisha, even though really he's not paying a full above the chamisha because he's not paying for his chiluk of the tficha mechira, since at this point he owns the animal and therefore he's only going to pay for the other Yarshim and two of the other brothers. And the query, if so, then how could a Mishnah Daf Ayin Dalam Beis tell us that if Reuven steals an animal from his father and then he does the Tficha only after his father dies, that he's not going to be Chayav Dal Vehei? The query, at least on the portion of the animal that does belong to him and belongs to his brothers, he should still be Chayav to pay Dal Vehei, and even though he's not paying a full Dal Vehei, Meiser of Nachman, you just taught me that Chamisha Baka Rachmana Vahfilu Chamisha Chatzai Baka. And the Gemara states, Amalei Rav Nachman tells Rava, Reisha Karim Beis V'Tvachei Kulu B'Yisura, Sefer Lekarina Beis V'Tvachei Kulu B'Yisura, that of course there's a chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer, as in the case of the Reisha, when Reuven shechtes the animal belonged completely to his father, and the father would have taken him to a din Torah and would have collected the money, then certainly the father would have received the full Abba V'Chamisha and would have received the full payment of Abba V'Chamisha. And when the Ganav actually shechted the animal, the entire animal did not belong to him, and he was over on Tficha on the entire animal. However, in the Sefer, where he only shechted the animal after the father died, and therefore he already owned a part of the animal, therefore when he shechted the animal, he actually didn't shecht in complete animal be'issa, as part of the animal belonged to him, and therefore was shalei u'tuveach, and that's why in the Sefer, he's not going to be chayav to pay dal v'hei, not only on his chelik, but even on the chelik of his brothers, and we will stop over here.